Colin Ferguson first talked to me back in the summer of 2008 while filming his third season as Sheriff Carter in Sci-Fi's Eureka. With the fourth season airing very soon, I thought it'd be fun to talk about the past season, hear what little tidbits he could tell me about the upcoming season, and of course find out what else he'd been up to. I jump right in with some questions about the final scene of the previous finale.
Going into last season, the final episode of that of the third season, certainly it looked like they kind of wrote it thinking just in case, you know, they didn't decide to renew you.
I mean, that's Jamie and the writers. I mean, they and Bruce, Jamie and Bruce are the, mm-hmm. the EPs. And they really like to make sure that at the end of the season, if for whatever reason we don't come back, there is some sort of finality.
Right.
You know, that we're not left with some sort of massive hanging plot piece.
Right. So you will be back, because Jack Carter was heading off for a vacation that was, like I said, you know, questionable whether he would return.
Yeah. I'm heading back, and actually the next season, like, I can't tell you about it, but I'm sort of shocked that the network signed off on it. You know, you hear about things sort of getting turned on their head in later seasons. They're really turning the show on its head. You know, they told me about it, and I said, oh, well, you know, good luck. I don't think the network's going to sign off on that. I said, no, they already have.
Oh, wow.
They love it. They're actually, you know, like what?
Okay. So, well, you've got me a little, you know, kind of interested and a little frightened.
Yeah, well, that's what I was, too. I mean, it's a really great, sort of all the relationships change.
Wow.
At the beginning of the season, and if they pull it off, if they write it well, and if we act it well, it's going to be really, really cool.
When you see, I mean, so much of what I think makes Eureka appealing is the interaction between the characters, and of course that's, you know, with the dialogue. Again, you comment the writers, you know, the fantastic writers, but I mean, there still takes a group that has to take that off the page and then act off each other, and I think you guys have really kind of nailed that down to a science where you get the impression that it's, like I said, not just actors on a set, you know, reading a scene, but that you guys actually enjoy working together. And have fun, especially, I remember, you know, back in the earlier seasons between Carter and Nathan Stark, the barbs and the, you know, the sarcastic comments back and forth. And I don't think that would come across as well if you two just probably didn't have a ball doing it.
Right. I mean, that's definitely Ed and myself and our relationship coming off. And I love to take all sorts of credit for it. I think we all would. But we got lucky in the casting process that what each other sort of just brings to work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it does work off of each other. And you know, it's a nice group of people with the same sort of moral compass to them.
The last time we talked, I didn't really go back into the kind of the beginning of the Eureka. I'm wondering if, I don't know if you knew this or if you did, when it was originally pitched, the original idea for Eureka was actually to do an animated series.
Yeah,
and then
Zoe's character was going to be called Zane, and it was, I remember it well. It was actually called Eurekaville.
Eurekaville? Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask, when exactly was it, did you come into the mix? I was wondering if they approached you to do voice work, or if you came in after they decided to do live action?
If that was just when it was a concept between Jamie and Andy. Once Sci-Fi bought it quickly jumped from that to a live action show. It never really took roots as that form, but when they were conceiving of the idea, that's when it was they were conceiving of, oh, that'd be a cool animated show. Yeah, we could do this, and it's funny,
right?
That we now have a character named Zane on the show, and that was actually Zoe's his first name.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You eventually actually ended up getting a Zane on the show.
Yeah.
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 So it all comes around.
Exactly. Or we just have no more ideas.
Right. You ran out of names. Yeah. Just pull one out of the hat. How about Zane? That's good.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's sci-fi. That's the beginning.
Yeah. I also heard, I mean, the premiere, which I think was actually like a little two-hour sort of pilot, you got the impression where they weren't exactly sure whether they were going to do it a little bit more on the serious note or really go for the comedy. I mean, when it was pitched to you or when you first read for the role, did you have any idea if it was going to be one or the other, or was it still kind of like, yeah, we don't know, but, you know, good luck?
They had no clue. So while we're shooting it, and Peter O'Fallon was directing it, and he'd say, okay, you know, do this scene, we'll do this one really dramatically. We do it. And then he goes, okay, we're going to do sort of, you know, more broadly comedic.
Uh-huh.
And that's fine for a couple days.
Right.
But all of a sudden, you know, you're doing a scene and you're talking and say, I got to know how we're going with that other scene that we shot the other day. Because if I leave it, if we do the one where I leave it with this emotion, then I come in with this. And if I leave it where we go out that emotion, then I come in with, I got to know. I got to start drilling down on it.
Right.
And so I know for me, I started to do what comes naturally and then sort of hope that fit and piece mm-hmm. it together. And I know they had a hell of a time in the editing room.
I can imagine, yeah. Trying to piece it all together, then make it fit with the rest of the series. And
yeah, I mean, you know, trying to figure out what the show was and try to find it in the editing. So I know they had just a mountain of problem. And then even while we were shooting the whole first season, we shot the entire first season before any of it aired. So no one really knew if this tone worked.
Wow, okay.
You know, it's not something they've done on sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
It's become more like Stargate in its tone, you know, serious with comedy.
Right.
But initially, you're right, it was way darker, and slowly sort of found its way over to that genre. So that's why we were so confused. I mean, the first time I saw the show with anyone was with a room of about 1,000 people at Comic-Con,
uh-huh.
where they aired the first episode, not the pilot, but the first sort of episode
right.
For the audience. And, I mean, we're sitting at the back. It's me, and it's Mark, and it's Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jamie was there. And none of us knew if it was going to work or if, and I remember we were sort of a couple minutes in and the first joke hit.
Right.
And then everyone laughed. And we knew, like, oh, okay. No, they're in. They get, you know, good. We're going to be okay.
Yeah, we'll be okay. I think
we're nervous for those first 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm sure. I think it's one of those cases, as someone else just used this this phrase earlier, where it was sort of a lightning in a bottle as far as getting everyone, just the right people together. And I think this series will, maybe lightning in a bottle is not so good. It kind of means, you know, short term. But, I mean, so far, I mean, going in the fourth season, that's fantastic.
That's longer than I thought. I mean, you just try to keep something going so you get to have a little home for a while. It's been unreal.
Yeah.
And the fact that, I mean, it's better now. We're more solid now. We're more together now. We're sort of inspired, and it's 4 seasons in, so we're in good shape. We like where we are right now.
Good. And so you still enjoy playing Jack Carter as much as you did when you walked in?
Yeah, absolutely. I think actually this huge hiatus has helped a lot.
Really?
I was burnt. I was exhausted after last season. It was a load.
Yeah.
And in the off-season, I directed one of the episodes last year, and that was great. And then in the off-season, Sci-Fi wanted me to direct a movie for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to go and do that, and it really sort of renewed my interest, you know, by doing something completely different. You're on
great.
The other side of the camera, you're on the other side of the world, and then it's just to be able to do something like that sort of re-energizes you. So by the time the season begins, you know, you have a lot more gas in the tank.
Can you talk anything about the movie you directed?
Yeah, it's called Fossils.
Okay.
Fossils right now. It'll probably become something completely different.
Yes, as often it does, yes.
Yeah. But it's one of those Saturday night sci-fi movies, the creature features.
Excellent. Those are some of my favorites.
You know what? I know what it is, but I'm really proud of it.
Good.
It's a really good little movie. It's tight. It's got a good pace to it. The cast was great. They're all from England. It was so much fun to do, and I'm really, and Sci-Fi flipped for it, so it's good news all around.
Excellent. Well, I'll have to keep my ear to the rail for it. I wanted to ask, you know, we talked a little bit that, you know, you knew that Eureka was going to be the animated. I was wondering if you've seen your comic book.
No, yeah. I saw the covers. I didn't actually get a chance to read the comic book. I was in the process of writing a couple storylines for them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for the comic book.
Excellent.
For Andy and the guys at Boom. And then I guess the comic book stopped, or they're not sure if they're doing it anymore.
Hmm. Well, I was just wondering, you know, it's got to be kind of an unreal experience the first time you see yourself, you know, painted into the pages of a book.
Yeah. I mean, you see a cover of a comic book, and it's a comic version of, yeah. And it was so fun because they sent us pictures, and they wanted to sign off on them. And,
right.
You know, like, oh, what do you think about this about your face? And, I mean, someone's designing a comic based upon your face. It's crazy.
Well, I guess it could...
Like an action figure.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it could be weird. I guess it could be like, you could have your own action figure.
Yeah, I'm sure there is one somewhere.
Maybe that's the next thing. That's the next... After 4 seasons, I think it's law. You have to have an action figure set. So, the town of Eureka. I was curious... This is just sort of... It's kind of a... weird, you know, TV fanboy question, I guess, but how much of, when you see the Main Street, how much of Eureka is real? Is it just literally, is it like the old backlot sort of thing where it's just a street of, you know, of building fronts?
No, it's a real street.
Yeah?
It's a fully real street. It's the main, it's called Main Street, and it's in Chilliwack. We go out there once a month, twice a month, and we do up their street, sort of, we Eureka-fy their street, and we shoot there.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, boy, it looks so much like a real town, but I'm thinking, you know, who's going to let them come in all the time and do this to them?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, and you just think, I mean, eventually the towns are going to go, you know what? The store owners are complaining. When we shoot on the street, nobody can go into those stores.
Right.
It's really hard for them to do business.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they've been nothing but kind. They've been absolutely nothing but supportive to us, and it's unreal. They're very generous people.
No, that's great.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the whole thing's real.
That's fantastic.
I would love it if it was on the back lot. Let me tell you. It'll act like an hour and 20 minutes from Vancouver, and that adds up.
Yeah. That was another thing I wanted to ask, because I knew you filmed up in Vancouver, so I didn't know if, you know, the large studio back lots in Vancouver, you know, so I was curious. That's interesting. That's great that they let you come in and take over from time to time. Well, thank you very much for talking with us again.
Well, thanks. It was nice. It was easy.
All right. Thanks, Colin.
Right.
Have a good night. Bye.
My thanks to Colin for once again giving some of his time. Tune into Sci-Fi Friday, July 9th for Eureka's fourth season premiere, and keep checking back at Jonja.net for details on fossils that have become available, as well as more great interviews, reviews, discussions, and our podcast. Thanks for listening. This is Christopher for Jonja.net.